Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows,
man,
and the puck goes down the ice.
One of the worst songs ever.
We got to find out if the boogeyman likes this or not.
Bob Boughner, head coach of the Florida Panthers, joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Also brought to you by Checkers Old Munchin Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get it all. All this and more at Checkers Old Munchin German restaurant. Papa Beach, we still owe Coach a lunch. Good time to talk
He got other things going on that are really good right now. Coach,
he's red hot.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Good. Sitting in the hotel lobby in Columbus here. Everything's good.
Just what everybody wants to do early in the morning as we sit in that hotel lobby in Columbus. Hey, great win last night again, 2-1. It sure is nice, and I am really surprised. I don't know if you are. Roberto Luongo at this age, playing at this level, and seeing his name at the top of all the key stats for goalies is unbelievable in the NHL.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since he's come back in that second game in Finland against Winnipeg, he's just been a stud. I mean, I expected him to be solid and give us some key saves here or there, but that's the best I've seen him play since I've been a part of the organization. And, you know, even thinking back over the years, he's in a real good spot right now and gives us a chance every night, and he's making huge saves at the right times.
What are you seeing from him? Because it's weird. Like, he's way out of his prime as far as years go in any professional sport, but to just play at this level without, like, literally, like, he's been injured and goes, all right, put me back in, let's go. And he's playing at this high a level.
Yeah, you know, I said it, he was rehabbing with us. We took him to Finland, not for the purposes of playing, just to sort of get some practices in. And he knew we were struggling, and we've lost a few in a row. And he looked at us and said, hey, I'm ready to go tomorrow. And I know he didn't have to do that. He could have waited for 5 more days and taken another almost week till we got home. And it was just his leadership. I think I look at him now and in the room and the things he says and his actions, I think he knows that, he doesn't have a lot of years left, and I think he really wants it. I think he wants to get this team in the playoffs and have success. And, he's playing like a true character leader that he is. And you can see the confidence in him. He gives everybody else confidence. And, he's changed the whole swagger of our team.
Coach, before last night, March 29th last season, that was the last time Aaron Ekblad scored a goal for your team. It's nice to get him off the schneid and get him into the goal column this season.
Yeah, I think he's squeezing it a little tight. I think that, he's had a ton of chances, and he's known for his offense, and we've asked a big responsibility of him starting last year, being a shutdown defenseman against the top lines, and we've made the switch, and I've got him playing with Matheson now. I took him apart from Yandel, and I think Yandel's an offensive guy, and I think that helped Ekki in the offensive department. But defensively, in our matchups, Matheson and Ekblad have been doing a heck of a job again last night against the big line of Drew Couturier. They shut them down and gave us a chance to win, like I said. So Ekki's game's in a good spot, and I think the offense will come as as we keep rolling here.
And then there's Dadonov. Somebody would have told you that he'd be leading this team in goals. Would you have believed it here early in the season?
Yeah, I would have. I think that what I seen for him last year, I'm not sure how many he had. I know it was mid-20s, and he got hurt for a few weeks. But just hockey sense galore, just an unbelievable guy that competes. And the best thing, I've said this all along about Daddy, he's the lowest maintenance player we have. He comes to work every day, does his job. You don't have to spend a lot of time on video and corrections. He's just a complete hockey player, and good for him. He helps. He's as much as Barkey's the guy in that line, I think Dadonov holds his own. I think he just makes people around him better.
All right, so you got to be honest with me. We had John a couple of times when you're going through some hard times, and I was even starting, like, I know it's early in the season, I know it's a long season, but were you ever a little concerned there early on when you didn't get off to the kind of start you wanted? I know now you're over 500. You've won 5 straight. Were you a little concerned, though, early on?
Oh, 100%. I think that, we had a sort of come-to-Jesus meeting in Finland. We said it was game 10. We've only had 3 wins. We lost the first one against Winnipeg, and we just looked at each other and we knew what we were capable of. But we had some injuries, obviously Luongo, and you know, we just said, listen, this team's going to go one way or the other. We're going to feel sorry for ourselves, and we're going to win 3 of our next 10, and we're out of it by Christmas. Or we have to, come together and start treating this as a new season, the next 10 games. And, everybody's got to give a little more, and we got to find ways to start winning games. And we won that night, and, obviously there was more said than that. The players had their own meeting, and, it showed a lot of the true character we have in the room. I think that after that win, bringing Louis back, and then we reeled a bunch off here. So, we're right back in the thick of things. And I said with our schedule at the end of November, if we can be over 500, I think we're in for some good times and start December.
Head coach of the Florida Panthers, Bob Bugner, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. 6 straight games of the power play goal also. That's got to be nice for you.
Yeah, as coaches hate talking about that when we're on a roll, but it's been good. It's won us games lately, and the guys are working hard at it. I think that we have a little confidence on it. You can see, again, that swagger we have when we get out there. We expect to score, and that's different, I think, than at the beginning of the year. And, to be honest, we're not doing anything overcomplicated. We're shooting a puck. We're getting numbers at the net. We're getting second and third opportunities. It's not pretty goals. It's just getting in there and getting in the dirty areas.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, you brought up something. We talk about this in every sport. Those when players ask coaches to leave the room to have those big team meetings only or players meetings only, you've been a player and been through them, and now as a coach, you think they work most of the time through the years? What kind of grade would you give those players meetings only?
I'm a fan of them. I like them because I think that they hear me talk all the time, and you try not to give your A speech every time, and you you expect their leaders to get the room ready to play. And I think players listen to teammates and take it to heart probably a little more than they do a coach. I think coming from their peers, their buddies, guys they hang out away from the rink, and I think it means a lot. And number one, if the players didn't do it and they just went through the motions and, what I said was just sort of bouncing off of them and didn't make a difference. And but to see them come together, and it's not the first time, and we've got a lot of players in that room that care. And, Barkey's not a very vocal guy.
No.
But he's learning to, take the team over. And I think that you can see by his play what he's done in the last couple of weeks. He sort of said, hey, I've had enough. Like, I got to be better myself. And, a lot of guys said that. And it comes from pressure within and from your teammates.
Hey, Coach, I got to ask you about something funny in the NHL. We had a good laugh about the Uber driver with the Ottawa Senator players and ripping their coach and like, he hadn't changed anything ever on the power play. I just joke. They got ripped. What was your thoughts when you saw that? I was thinking, oh, my God, how embarrassing. And that'll teach you to leave a tip for all players who are going to use that Uber. Max tip for sure, man. What'd you think of that whole thing?
My first thought was, what the hell did I say in the Uber last week? it could have been anything. It could have got ourselves in a lot of trouble. Everybody, I'm sure, does it. And you know what? I think the players, obviously it was embarrassing for them, but, I'm sure our players do the same. Everybody doesn't love their ice time or doesn't love the role they're in, and I'm sure they talk shop when they're by themselves. And the same with the coaches. I mean, there's not a day that goes by we don't say, what's this guy thinking out here? What's he doing? And you got to be careful now with this day and age. And I think it was a good lesson for everybody. And definitely, we even talked about yesterday. We were on the way to the game in Philly, and we were in Uber. I said, boys, let's just be quiet here.
That's crazy.
I actually asked the guy if he had a camera in there.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I guess you have to ask now, right? I mean, coach, that's crazy.
Hey, I use Uber a lot. And by the way, I drink usually is the reason I use Uber.
You should see what he says about me, coach. I've heard it.
And you know what's so funny is, like, I was just thinking all the time, and a guy, every so often you get a guy that's a sports fan and go, hey, what about that? And I go, oh, that guy sucks. Can't believe you said. And I'm always wondering, like, that would be it, right? Like, I get caught with that, and next thing you know, somebody on the team is not happy. Like, so.
It's easy to happen.
Oh, the whole Uber thing. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got a kick out of that. And those guys, I guess you could tell we're not real happy with our team. We haven't changed up a power play. And talks about it. He never coaches anything. He just shows it to us.
Coach's worst nightmare.
Almost the players, too, right? I mean, the players got to go in and now apologize to everybody, talk to management, talk to the coach.
Yeah, but
and
apology
some of the other players.
Doesn't matter at that point. You said it because you believe it. Yeah. What are you going to say, Coach?
You can't recover from that, right, Coach? No. There's no recovering from that. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Bob Boone, head coach of the Florida Panthers. Coach, stay hot and stay out of Ubers, okay?
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Five straight wins and an Uber ride last night.